The second aliyah of Parshas Pekudei begins with a singular word, Vayas, although later switches to plural, and the Netziv explains this is because the malacha was started by Bezalel, but was continued and finished by others, and the malacha is ultimately credited by those who finish it. In the next pasuk, there is specific attention given to how gold was hammered out into fiber, Vayirak'u es pachei hazav, and the Ramban explains that the details of this is spelled out because this was actually a chiddush that they came up with, how to spin gold into fiber. And as the Sam Derech emphasizes, that this is to show how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu values the chidushim of the Jews in the Avoda. We find several times, such as in Pasuk Hey, the expression Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, and the Netziv comments about this, that this is because Bezalel was often able to intuit what it was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had commanded Moshe, even if Moshe himself didn't always necessarily spell it out. In Pasuk Zion, we find a reference to Avnei Zikaron, and the Meshech Chachma emphasizes that the reason it's called Avnei Zikaron is because the names of the Shvatim were on these rocks, and the Shvatim, when they see their names, they remember not to sin. And he compares this to Yosef, who was able to control himself at the episode with the wife of Ashes Potiphar, when he saw the image of his father appear to him, Dumus Yokna Shel Aviv, and that was able to remind him of where he came from, and he was able to find the resolve to not fall prey to his Yetzirah. And Yosef is held up as a role model for how to exercise self-control. And one could object that if his father's image appeared to him at that time, so then it seems he had an extra advantage that's not available to the rest of us. Except that we understand that indeed this is something that he could summon up in order to remind himself of where he came from and who he was and why he shouldn't betray his own personal legacy by sinning. And anyone is able to do that. And this is what we find here as well, that to be reminded of who you are and your identity and your self-respect is enough to keep you from sinning. And that's why these rocks are given this name of Avnei Zikaron, in order to reflect that power. There are a number of other interpretations of this phrase as well, mostly in the Mefarshim and Parshas Tetzaveh, where this appears as well. For example, Rashi explains that it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember the names of the Shvatim and will remember their Tzidkus. The Ralbag wrote that these stones will remind Aaron to keep his mind constantly on the Jews, and this will help him to reach a state of nevuah at a time when it's appropriate to do so. Some explain that's why the language Zikaron is used twice, so that they shall remind Aaron, and that then he shall invoke them in a state of Zikaron. The Aliyah ends, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, with a restatement of the phrase, V'lo yuzach ha-choshen me'al ha'ifod, and we know once again that that phrase is understood both to mean that it was stuck so that it should not move, and also that there is a prohibition to remove it. And the Aliyah closes with, once again, that phrase, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, which has yielded many interpretations, including also the idea that all of this had to be done l'shma.